This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 296 for Tuesday, March 5th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Tuesday, running into resistance after recent gains. Canola 30 cents to 70 cents lower, the May contract down 70 cents at $595.30 per ton. A downturn in the Chicago soy complex accounted for some of the spillover selling pressure, although European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both higher. Chart-based positioning was a feature, with the May contract consolidating around its 20-day moving average. While some technical signals indicate a low may be in for the time being, farmers are still thought to be holding large amounts of unpriced canola, and scale-up selling pressure is thought to be tempering any attempts at correcting higher. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybeans down 6 cents in the May contract at $11.49 per bushel, with positioning ahead of Friday's monthly USDA supply-demand estimates behind some of the activity. Friday's report will include updated South American production estimates. The USDA has consistently called for a larger soybean crop in Brazil compared to other forecasters, and traders will be watching to see if the USDA finally cuts their number to be more in line with other trade guesses. Adjustments to U.S. ending stocks will also be watched, with average trade guesses calling for only minor changes from the February forecast. Corn, it was pressured by chart-based selling after running into resistance yesterday. The May contract down 3 cents at $4.26 per bushel. Average trade guesses call for smaller Brazilian corn production and tightening U.S. stocks in Friday's report. Wheat is lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 4 cents in the May contract at $6.55 per bushel. Kansas City down 11 cents in May at $5.69 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 13 cents in May at $5.51 per bushel. Wheat markets pressured by ideas that U.S. wheat remains uncompetitive compared to other origins, especially as cheaper Russian wheat continues to make its way into export channels. Relatively favorable conditions for the U.S. winter wheat crop also weighed on prices, but weekly data from Kansas, Texas, and Oklahoma did show small declines in the good-to-excellent ratings for all three states. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 5th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.